Hello, and welcome to another actually live session on Radio Reverb. And yes, once again, I'm very lucky, and I think you are too, to have live in the studio a brilliant band. They're called The Dancers, now based in Brighton, although originally from France. But we'll hear all about that as we go. And this is your live, actually, live music show. So, wherever you are, sit back and enjoy for the next hour or so an actual live session with the brilliant dancers. We're going to introduce them in a minute and then get straight along with some of their brilliant songs. Of course, you may not be sitting at home, you might be driving. So, in that case, keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel, as Jim Morrison famously said, or sung, in fact. So, indeed, here are the dancers. Now, hello, dancers.
Hello.
I saw you because you were playing last night at the latest music bar. It's Saturday today. What date is it? I don't know. Anyway, it's Saturday. But on Friday night, you played at the latest music bar.
Yes.
And very nice it was too. So it's really good that you've still got the energy to come down to Radio Reverb and play live for us.
We have.
I'm sure you do. So you have bass and guitar and drums, and let's have everyone's names. What's your
name? My name is Clementine, and I play bass and I sing.
My name is Quentin, I play the guitar and I sing.
And then we have Matt on the drums. Yeah. Hello, Matt.
I'm in the corridor and I'm Matt. Nice to meet you guys.
Yes, sorry, we have had to put the drums in the corridor because of lack of space, but we've got... in here, though, we've got some very big and groovy-looking amps. So you're now based in Brighton, and I think you told me before that you came to Brighton after you'd become a band in France. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, we decided to get some more exciting stuff in our life and just move to another country. And it's really good.
And it's our good luck that you chose Brighton. Did you deliberately pick Brighton, or did you know somebody here, or what happened?
We have a few friends in London, and London was quite attractive in a way, but it feels like it was a really too big city for us.
It's kind of scary because there are too many people there.
Okay.
Like the other day, I went to some friends, and I walked 40 minutes in the city, and then after I look at the map, and it was like this tiny distance.
Centimeter.
So, and presumably, though, because I do know this, but you're not really used to that, because you're from somewhere a bit bigger than Brighton, but not much.
Yeah, and we lived together a long time in the countryside, so
we're used to the deep countryside, so it's really exciting to go to a real city.
But not too big, not as big as London. That's good.
No. Just human size.
Well, that's really good. That could be on our advertising. The human-sized city.
Yeah.
That's marvellous.
It could be.
Well, okay. Well, let's have a song now. How long have you been playing, though? Just quickly.
Long time we met.
We met when we were 15 years old.
Okay.
So we started learning music together, and then the project was born 2 years ago.
Okay, and let's see, you're going to do about six songs if we can fit them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got stuff on the internet and everything. Have you got any records yet?
No, we're going to have a new single, which is going to be out on the 19th of February.
Okay, well, people can look forward to that.
Yeah.
And get it where some places will tell everyone that. Okay, well, let's hear a song.
We're going to start off, however, with a non-live version of the Dancers' great tune called Seagulls.
Things are kind of better, like a voice whispering. The freckles in your eyes are mirrors for the sea. to heaven thinking, there's a place where I could hear this voice whispering. The freckles in your eyes are mirrors for the sea.
That was Seagulls or
Seagulls.
Seagulls. Is that going to be your single?
No.
Ah.
No, this is going to be like the single after the next after the first single. It's just going to be like in April.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, and so that is. Can people hear that on the internet? Because you've got a video.
Yeah, we have like a small demo version on YouTube with a video.
Indeed, and I've seen that. It looks really good. Is that the one? Is that the one when you're like playing in a studio, which is kind of lots of bright lights and stuff?
Yes. And looks this one is Seagulls, and
but we did like a lyrics video for this song, which is just the old pier.
Oh yes, yes.
With the lyrics.
Okay.
And right.
I must be thinking about another one.
But we have also like a live session.
Oh well, okay.
That we recorded in London, and that's the one you're talking about.
Okay, we'll tell everybody how they can find that, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Although they could be googling. Oh no, you mustn't Google because they don't pay their taxes. But they could be looking up on the internet and finding it anyway. But yeah. we will say. So did you write that here in Brighton because of the Brighton Seagulls, or was that Seagulls in France?
It was a song. It's kind of about the
decision of moving
to Brighton.
Else.
Like, okay. It's just like when we were in our house in the countryside, and we were like we want to get out of here and go to somewhere else. And we already made the decision to go to Brighton, and obviously Brighton is the seaside and has seagulls and stuff. And so it was like kind of okay.
We're going to go to the seagulls.
Yeah, like step up to somewhere else.
That's true, because I mean, well, seagulls is, you know, is one of the things that gives Brighton part of its special kind of character. I suppose, like many towns by the sea, but you know, they're always around and you can hear them.
Yeah,
you know, they're our friends, really. They eat all the chips that people leave lying around.
They're like city cleaners.
Absolutely. Was Matt with you in France too?
Yeah, well, the three of us.
Okay. Hello again, Matt. Matt is the drummer, and Matt is in the corridor. So, you could always grab that microphone, Matt. Can you hear?
Yeah. I'm just listening to you. It's really interesting.
That was very nice of you to say. So he's saying it's very interesting. Okay. Well, so there you were. There you were in Nantes and in the countryside.
Yeah.
And you were playing music. Did you actually sort of play gigs there, or?
Yeah, we did. We did a lot of gigging songs. Like, I mean, we played pretty like. I don't know, total like 100 shows or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we played also a lot of shows in Europe as well. Like, as we went on tour with another band called The Subways.
Right. Oh, I think I've heard of them. Aren't they big?
They're quite known. And so we went with them for like 20 or 25 gigs or something all around Europe. We played Germany, Austria, Belgium.
Wow.
Czech Republic. Ooh. Switzerland
and England.
Really nice.
Wow, that sounds great. So how did you get to know them? And
We have the same manager, so it's great.
Okay. Mm. Oh, we've got a manager, that's good. Yeah. Not hardly anyone has a manager.
No.
Who comes here. Cool. So how did you know him or her? Is it him or her?
Like, we had the like support the Subway somewhere like where nearby where we live, like okay. Really long time ago when we were still teenagers, and he liked the music we did, and we kind of keep in touch. And one day,
wow,
it just became like
our manager.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow. And so and that's presumably then a good thing, because does he get you lots of these gigs and you go touring and stuff?
Yeah.
Because you said before, because when I was asking you to come be on the Radio Reverb before, you couldn't come because you were going to France again.
Yeah. Sometimes we come back to France for like one or two gigs, and but we have to travel, like it takes 3 days to do one gig. So yeah, sometimes we're just out of Brighton.
Yeah. So what about here in England? Have you been other places than Brighton?
Played quite a lot of shows in London.
Oh, okay.
London, we've played like in random places like Derby, Wigan,
Coventry,
wow.
Sheffield.
Blimey, you've seen quite a lot of... What?
Harlow.
Right. And they've been quite far north then, really.
Yeah.
It's really cold down
there. Also played like Manchester, Bristol.
Wow.
Swansea.
This is amazing.
With the subways.
Yeah, yeah. With the subways as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Southampton also. Yeah.
That's brilliant. So
Sheffield.
Also. With all this gigging and stuff, I mean, it's strange. So you haven't got a record, but you're doing all these big gigs. So do you do anything else? Are you full-time musicians?
For now, we're just doing this, but we don't know if it's going to...
No. Well, for now, it's something anyway. Wow.
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Okay, sorry.
No, well, let's say if we talk too much, we'll not have any time for any more music. So let's have another song, I reckon.
Hmm?
If you're ready. What do you think?
Yes, we're ready, but we don't know what song we're going to play.
La Nouvelle.
Hmm? Laquelle?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. It's like a completely new song. So
really new one.
Oh, great! An exclusive, another Radio Reverb exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah.
The dancers. Has it got a name?
No.
Not even a name. So it's just the new song.
The new song by the dancers. Okay.
Who set it out? I was on a return.
Wow, that was really brilliant. Corentin, you didn't see there. He went out into the corridor to jam with Matt on the drums. It, was, it looked really good. Like, if we, only we had a webcam. We have to get one. Mm-hmm. Keep saying that, but someday we will. So that was great. That was an unnamed song by the dancers.
Yeah, it's and called The New One.
The New One.
We call it The New One. And we have, like, it's like the new one, because we also have another new one that hasn't got name, so...
I think I'd like to call it Coming Round or something.
Coming with Round?
Coming Round.
Which one? This one or the other new one?
The old new one.
Okay, the old new one. Are we going to get to hear the old new one as well?
Probably, yeah.
Well, that's brilliant. So so that's presumably, if, when you say it's new, I mean, are you writing like lots of new songs at the moment? How's that going?
Yeah, kind of. We found out that it's quite like a productive time. Like it was kind of like these days we played like... probably like 4 songs in like 3 weeks or something.
Right.
And we played a new song each gig around that.
Well, so okay, so there you were. I mean, that just, I must say that was really brilliant. I don't know, it's kind of, for some reason it made me sort of think back to when I was a kid, back in the 1970s.
Wow.
I'm not saying that was, and I'm saying that in a good way, because it was kind of quite, you know, your music is quite an exciting sort of sound. And not the same as, you know, as all the others. Not that all the others are the same. But anyway, no, you've got a kind of a really interesting different sound. We're live in the studio with the dancers, and I will find out what date it is at some point. But if you're listening on a Saturday afternoon, it's about 5:20. It's something like the 12th of January, maybe.
Or yeah, it is. Actually,
it is, yeah, okay.
I think so.
Yeah,
okay.
Because the day we pay the rent, so it's the 12th.
Oh, okay, right. Things, you have to do these things. So the dancers, originally from France, are now living in Brighton. And so how long have you lived in Brighton?
3 months or 4 months,
really,
I can't remember.
Yeah. Really? That's not very long at all then.
Oh. No,
it's not.
Because that was the thing. I saw on the old internet that you were doing a gig at the Blind Tiger.
It was like an acoustic,
yes,
like a small thing.
Exactly, but I looked you up on the internet, you see, and saw, found your website. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so that must have been quite soon after you arrived.
Yeah, it was like
a month or two weeks.
Okay.
But it was the night of the bonfire in Lewes.
Right.
So we didn't know that. It was probably not the perfect day for playing
our
first performance in Brighton.
So it was quite an empty room.
The Blind Tiger is really cool, so...
It's true. And someday I predict that you will go back and there'll be a lot more people. And if you,
hopefully,
you
know, yes.
I think so. Okay. So what about in the future, until you get to play in the Blind Tiger again? Where will you be playing next in Brighton, so people can go to see you?
We play the Green Door Store on 18th of February.
18th of February, cool. That's
supporting another band.
Okay.
So
who is
you
that?
Can come
who
is, down.
Who is that going to be?
The Chapman Family.
Chapman Family, okay. I can't say I know them.
Really.
I know them. Do you know them?
No, not really.
Okay. That must be tricky, because, you played with two bands last night. And you didn't really know then, but last night was an impromptu, a last-minute thing.
Yeah,
because
do you want to come and play a gig at the Late Night Music Bar? Okay.
It's that Jeff Hemmings, you see. Hello, Jeff. He's the one, he does Thursday at 5 o'clock on Radio Reverb. But he also
so he's like a colleague of yours.
He's
then.
A colleague of mine, yeah. But he also works at the Latest Music Bar. And he said he didn't have a gig, a band. And I sort of knew, I knew you were going to be here today. So I said maybe you'd be here last night as well.
That was well spotted.
And you were. It was good fun. Again, it wasn't so many people, but it was a good night, I thought.
Yeah.
We went down and saw. Oh, goodness. Okay, well, I think, are you ready to do another song? Because we've had two so far.
Yes.
Yeah. I think if we have another one and then we can chat more. I think let's get the music in first and then chat after, if we can.
Yeah.
So, if you're ready for another one. Ooh.
Raise your voice when I cannot stand your lies. They were too sharp for my own eyes. For my own eyes. Woo! Lies, I cannot stand your lies. They were too sharp for my own eyes. Your lies and mine. They were too sharp for my own eyes. For my own eyes. Lies, I cannot stand your eyes. They were too sharp for my own eyes. She lies in mine. She lies in mine.
That was the obviously the old new one,
yeah.
which could be called Coming Around.
Coming Round,
coming
yeah.
Round, but not necessarily. Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. That was The Dancers live on Radio Reverb on Saturday 12th of
12th of June. Actually live or live actually.
Well, it was live actually, but I'm not sure if that's the right. I might have to change the name. That seemed right at the time, but I'm not so sure now. But anyway, it is actually 5:25 on Saturday, the 12th of January 2012. Although you may be listening to a repeat, it could be 2:25 on Tuesday, or it might be 7:25 in the morning on the Saturday, the 19th of January.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might be listening to a podcast anytime in the future. At liveinbrighton.podomatic.com, and this will be there.
It feels a bit like if it's infinite space and time, isn't it?
They could be, yes, exactly. And I do keep saying that, you know, they could be orbiting a galaxy far away, you know,
yeah.
Picking up the signal from the internet from the 21st century, no matter where they are or when.
Yeah. It's like,
ooh. Yeah. So yeah, exactly. But however, still though, by the time that happens, they'll have had all your albums and you know, all your lots of albums. So, are you planning to do that sort of thing? Are you going to make lots of albums and things?
Well, we'd like to. Like every band wants.
Yeah, of course.
To like record an album and stuff, but.
Well, I mean, so are you working towards that? I mean, how do you go about recording your things? Because your video is amazingly kind of smartly done.
Like we do everything ourselves for now. Like Corentin is a genius for like mixing and recording stuff.
Wow. Thank you.
And producing, and I do a lot of video as well. Like
make stuff yourself.
Well, wow. I studied like video editing.
Oh,
so
wow.
When I can sort out some stuff for the band.
Well, I tell you, it worked really well. Did you make that one of you in the studio place?
No, that was someone else because we were actually playing.
Oh yeah,
but we made all together the next video for the upcoming single called "For Something in Your Eyes."
Right,
and it's all based on paintings, like cut papers and like stop motion stuff.
Oh wow, so okay. Well,
it took ages to do so.
Yeah. Is that on the website yet?
No.
It's still to come, yeah.
It's right, to be released on the 19th of February.
Okay,
so
well
keep an eye on all.
We're going to have a look at that.
And stuff.
Too, yeah. definitely. So, okay, right, now I was going to ask you a thing, because now, you being French, let's get down to some, you were halfway through, so let's get down to some tricky questions.
About French.
Yes. About being French, yes.
Yes.
Because here you are, and you're from France, and you're singing in English. Now, I know lots of French people do that, but, I mean, it's the whole French music thing is kind of, it's like, it's another country to me. Mm-hmm. But but over there in France, obviously, you know, you have lots of French bands, and you know, you play a lot. And do all French bands sing in English, or do some? What about when you're in France? Do you sing in French when you're in France?
No,
or in English.
When we are in France,
yes.
No, we've always sung in English because it's like our culture to listen to English records and American records.
But right.
Mm, yeah.
Some bands in France sing in French.
Yeah. Okay. But okay. Like. The record we listen to are kind of all in English, and that's where it would feel as natural to start and do that.
Okay, well, so what records did you start listening to then?
The Beatles for me.
The Beatles, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
A good place to start
because of my parents.
Thanks
to my parents,
right,
maybe.
Right, you listen to your parents' Beatles record. That's good. You see, you young people, you've got it good because your parents have got all these great pop records. When I was young, you know, there weren't any pop records that parents had.
No.
Well, you know, but there were some, but mine didn't have any. Anyway. So, okay, what about you, Corentin?
I don't know, when I was a teenager, I started to listen to, like, Franz Ferdinand and Radiohead and bands like that. It was, like, the bands I listened to at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, he still listens to them. We still listen to, like, Radiohead, Franz Ferdinand, so...
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Those days...
I can't say I know Franz Ferdinand, what they sound like. I know what Radiohead sounds like. And that's what... And I like that about you, because you don't seem to sound at all like Radiohead to me. It's good, but, you know, but not like the same.
Yeah.
Whereas, strangely enough, quite a lot of other bands in Brighton do sound like Radiohead, which must be very hard, because, you know, if you've got it in your head, then it's possible it must go.
Yeah, I guess you have to try and do your own thing. It's just... It's just I think music is a way to express yourself, and you can't really express yourself through
another band
through
or
everybody else's idea. Everybody has sound. You have to do to try and do your own thing.
We should ask Matt. Matt,
yeah.
Matt, who did you listen to when you were young or girl?
A lot of stuff. Uh-huh.
Supertramp.
Yeah.
Supertramp.
Supertramp.
But like Matt was never really young.
But yeah, I've listened a lot of Radiohead stuff, and when I was young, yeah, obviously I was listening for Supertramp stuff and The Clash.
Oh, The Clash too, yeah.
Genesis?
My parents were a big fan of Genesis, but I've never really liked it.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. No, sorry, Genesis. Genesis fans out there.
Yeah, this is fine. This is weird. I hate it.
It's strange. Anyway. Well, that's a wide variety of things that you all like and listen to. So, it's strange, though, because, let's see, are there many, many, many bands in France? Or are there as many, say, as there are, say, in Brighton? I know Brighton has more bands per person than most places. I mean, do you think that sort of like playing your kind of music is more of it in England or in France? Or what do you think? Because the band last night, there was another French band who were touring.
Yeah.
What were they called? Gina or something?
Yeah.
And you didn't particularly like them. I thought they were really good. There were these two girls on guitar, and they were like punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
And they sounded a bit like Patti Smith, I thought.
Oh, really?
And they rocked, yeah.
To be honest, I didn't see it, so...
You didn't see it? No. Well, you missed out there. I thought they were great. I mean, obviously, that's the kind of thing is that when, you know, back in the late 70s, you know, punk, everyone, punk was music, you know, in Brighton. And anyway, so I got to like it then. And anyway, if anyone's interested, by the way, in what music was like in Brighton in the late 1970s and early 80s, there's a brilliant website called punkbrighton.co.uk, which has actual recordings from back then of loads of bands. And you can see, in fact, there aren't nearly as many, but there are still quite a lot of bands from back then. There's about 50 or 60 or so.
Wow.
And there's pages about, you know, this won't mean anything to attract younger people. But those of us who were there, if you haven't seen it, it's really great because you can look back and you can see pictures and the people from the bands, you know, kind of are writing blogs and stuff now about sort of what they did and where they went and all this kind of thing. It's really strange to see some of the people in the punk bands ended up looking at farming goats in the mountains in Spain.
It's quite a wide range.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, so punkbrighton.co.uk to look at least to see what things were like. And, you know, it's quite good to see that there were so many bands even then. Okay, so presumably not quite as many. What about French? Do you like any French bands at all?
Yeah.
Which need to tell us some.
Concrete Knives.
Concrete Knives. Okay, I've heard of them, but
yeah, they've just signed to Bella Union, the famous record label. So,
okay.
I think it's the only French band on this record label. So,
wow,
we're really proud. But I don't know.
Do you know a band called François and the Atlas Montagne?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
They played in Brighton.
They did, yes.
At the Coalition, and they're just really good. It's like the only French band I can listen to.
Okay.
Like singing in French.
In French, they sing in French.
They sing both in
like
French
half,
and English.
Half.
Right.
But, and they are really, really good. They are like awesome.
Yeah. But and they signed to a record label as well. I thought.
Domino.
Domino.
Yeah. Domino.
Right.
Okay. That's quite
level. So what about you? I mean, is that sort of are you looking for a record label? Any record labels out there, or is that not the plan yet?
It's the plan, but I think it's just really hard to like get a label.
Well, I don't know. They should, you know, if I was a record label, I'd be signing you up. But anyway, you know, record labels, if you're listening, yeah, you know.
Just contact us at 075.
We could say that, but we're not allowed to give out mobile phone numbers on Radio Reverb because, being a community radio station, we're not allowed to give out personal phone numbers. that's the reason, you know, because of in case of any problems of stalking or things or anything.
No worries.
But anyway, but we can give it. Obviously, we'll give out your email and. We could give if your manager has a phone number, we could give his phone number.
All the girls are going to call him and...
Well, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, that was something. I must ask you a question, which you probably won't know the answer to, but my friends were asking if their other French band had brought their own sound man with them, because they didn't. They said they looked like someone who'd been brought to the gig last night. You probably didn't see.
The other French band last night? Yeah. So what's the question?
Did they bring their own sound man?
Sound man? Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Do you have that sort of thing? Or?
In France, we used to have a sound guy.
Okay.
But he stayed in France.
But yeah, he didn't move with us.
No, that's not fair. Okay.
Yeah, it's nice to have someone to tour with, like, who's looking after stuff. And
okay, let's go back to the record label thing, because people might be interested in that. If you were going to sign to a record label, what would be your favourite record label to sign to? Would you like to go to one of the big ones, the only two big ones, or would you want to be like...
I think a record label quite independent, and that let us quite free to choose what we want to do.
Yeah.
Like kind of Domino or...
or
Bella Union would be perfect, like, it's just...
Well... Okay, well, we'll hope, keep our fingers crossed that they get in touch. There's always these people called Fat Cat. They live upstairs from here, and they're part of. There's something to do with One Little Indian, who are really good as well.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if you know them, but
I think the Computers have signed on One Little Indian.
Oh,
do you know them?
No, can't say.
They're from Exeter,
and we would like it if you like punk music because it's really like kind of. Aggressive live is like,
but it's just amazing.
It's something I've never really seen before. It sounds a bit like
rockabilly background, but with like
hardcore
punk rock hardcore singing.
Okay, so this is the Computers.
The Computers,
and
okay.
They are like awesome.
Okay, I'm going to look them up and see them. Okay, right. What about another song?
Yes,
if you think. And then, we can tell more. You can tell us all about what other bands in Brighton that you like and things like that. You can be thinking about that when you play.
Why we sing?
Yes. What do we have now, though?
So this song is called Wrong.
Wrong. Okay.
It has a name.
Unusually.
Yes.
Thank you.
to reign over lands. I figure out it could stand in my hands. See him coming to rain. Stand in my hand.
Is there a way to say you're
when the figures are gone, I trust your voice.
You're gonna leave this vessel, you're
out in the open for your charge.
Is there a way to say
days can be so long? So strong, I might have been wrong.
That was finished. That was lovely. That was wrong. And that was.
It was wrong.
It was right. It was really right. But it was called wrong. Was it?
Yeah.
Was that right? Okay. Not wrong at all. No, that was really, really, really nice. Mm-hmm. So, and is that. That's not a new one, is it? Or is it? How new is that?
It's an old one that we restarted to. Like, we started to play it live, and we've never played it live before.
Right, really?
Because it was like. I don't know why. We just played it acoustic first, like for acoustic sessions or acoustic sets. We suddenly said, Quentin said, we should play this. And we said, okay.
when you do your acoustic things, is that like sort of because you like being acoustic some of the time, or is it just when you can't?
Well,
when
it's quite useful sometimes to do like sessions, like video acoustic sessions.
Mm-hmm.
But... it's okay, but I know that Matt, for example, doesn't really like acoustic sessions because he can't play his whole kit.
Do you get frustrated, Matt?
Yeah,
I think so.
A bit. That's all right.
But like, I think we are a bit tired of it at the moment, like a tiny bit, because we did a lot with a lot of acoustic sessions when we were like younger, and it was really good fun. We went with my brother. He was filming us, and we did all these songs when we were like really young, and it was really, really good fun. But like now, sometimes I'm like, come on, we should play it live with the real instruments and
It's just why it's good, on a stage and stuff.
Yeah, that's why it's a good opportunity today to play live on a radio. It's quite rare.
Well, it's great. It's great to have you here. I mean, it must be quite difficult because, you know, it's like people when they, you know, like Nirvana with their unplugged session, you know, that was like really famous and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like gives a different sound to the music that you're making. But yeah. Yet that, you know, can just give it a different, dimension.
It's always interesting to rework on a song acoustically because you have to, like, change some parts and, like, I don't know.
So it fits, well, so it works.
When it's acoustic, yeah. what do you do, Clem?
When I just stay here, you know. I play toy keyboards sometimes.
Oh, keyboards.
Like small keyboard, like, for
okay.
kids.
Right, right.
Or Glockenspiel or shakers. And, yeah, I do my usual singing.
Right.
As well.
Matt gets to have just a floor tom.
A floor tom.
And right. shakers.
Like me, he plays, like, a bit of everything, like, sometimes keyboard as well.
Oh, right.
I just keep on doing straight guitar.
Yeah, and he's really bored of this because he'd like to play, like, different stuff, but I should learn how to play guitar so he can play, like, keyboard and do funny things.
That's interesting. So you all want to play different things. And
well, it's always more exciting.
Yeah. It's just always different. Like, we're always playing the guitar. I'm always playing the guitar, so sometimes it's fun to try and do other things.
Well, it is quite normal that quite a few bands that people who play the guitar, they also play the, you know, the keyboard or something
he
else.
He plays piano.
Piano, but there we are. So have you ever started incorporating those other kind of things in your music?
We did in some tracks later, and often, like, in the arrangements in the song, we add a bit of keyboards, a bit of stuff, but live, not really. Like,
okay.
We try to keep it, like, fairly simple for the live and have it through and in editing.
It would be quite complicated to have, like, a piano on stage just for one or two songs.
Oh, well, you know, people do it.
Yeah, but you're a small band, it's always
you're traveling,
like,
in your own car, and there's already not enough space.
Actually, this is very true because you seem to have the biggest amount of stuff, even just for three of you, that I've seen yet on one of these sessions.
Matt has just a million things to carry. It's all his fault.
Seen badly?
No, I'm joking. It's just drums.
It's just drums. We just have a
normal.
It's true.
Bass amps.
Yeah,
and
yeah. But you're the first band who actually came with your amps in big flight cases with wheels. You see, that was the first one. Most people just carry them in by hand, and they're all stuck.
Like small amps.
Well, so even the ones with the bigger ones, they had them. They're all stuck with gaffer tape and things like that. Was yours look quite smart and shiny? That's quite good.
It's just when you carry around, like, your equipment, you don't want it to be broken.
Oh, of course,
in the car, so you just,
you just
have to buy a fly case.
And we did this big tour. I was like, I want to keep my amp working.
Yeah.
Well, of course, yeah. And I noticed, you've got lots of impressive access all area stickers on there.
Yeah,
that's from the subway store as well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what was that like then? Were they nice? Did you hang out with them a lot?
Oh, they were really nice.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, natural. We had some beers in the dressing room and stuff, and they really liked our set, so...
But, I mean, so presumably, how many gigs did you do with them then altogether?
I think 25 or 22, I don't know.
So were you all, like, travelling in the same
bus? They had, like, the tour bus, and we had a van.
You had a van, okay.
Yeah.
Right. And, but did you sort of, like, drive around after them and then sort of...
Not really, because they have a bus to drive at night.
Yeah.
Okay. So we didn't have, like, the same rhythm in terms of travelling and stuff. But
that's interesting, because I've not really come across people actually going around on a big tour like that. But, okay. So you sort of, like, you went independently to the places and...
Yeah, we had, like, a tour manager who had all the
they arranged
the
places for you to
stuff,
stay.
Yeah,
places to stay and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So was it, like, kind of, like, constantly sort of one day after another, or did you sort of have breaks?
It was... I can't remember. 2 days with the show, 1 day off. 2 days with the show, 1 day off.
Wow.
It was quite, like, relaxed and easy. Like, we were actually touring with the computers as well.
Oh, right, right.
But they filled all the empty spaces. Like, they had no days off.
Really,
the whole
really?
Tour.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
That's really impressive.
Yeah. But so you didn't find it like hard work? Because that's one of the things that people, musicians, say, is that if you're going to get successful, you've got to really tour a lot.
Mm.
And then they say it's really hard work, and
you know, they sort of...
I believe yes, but as it was our first tour, there was a lot of enthusiasm in it, and it was great.
And did you get to see any of the places you went to? Because my friend, who actually saw your gig last night, Zoe, hello Zoe, if you're listening, she was saying that she went to Ireland with her friends. It was just like some guy who lived in Ireland, used to live there, and he organised some gigs in different places. And they just went there in a van and played 3 gigs, but she said that they never had time to see anywhere.
Well, actually, we had time to see Vienna.
Wow.
And Brussels.
And Dresden.
Wow. And that was it.
Okay. A little bit of Prague. Like 3 hours of Prague, but then we had to go.
That doesn't seem like enough, really. So.
No, it doesn't seem.
Cool. Well, anyway, that's, okay. that's still more than I've seen of Prague, I must say. So
that's a really nice city.
Absolutely. Okay, well, more music. Let's have more music. Yes. How many have we had? We've had 4 or 5.
I don't remember.
I think we should try and fit. Just try and get 6. Actually, no. I was thinking that what I should do is play one of your tunes off the internet, so people can hear what the sort of your proper studio sound is. Really, I think if we can.
Yeah.
So let's have another. Anyway, let's have another one now, and then see how we get on.
So this song is called "For Something in Your Eyes."
Okay. Wonderful.
I know it started the day I tried to care and give more of a sense to what I do. I'm moving the lines and the fry with my sing-alongs. I'm way too weak, I need to speak for sing-along.
We're standing, then falling. There's something in your eyes to keep the idea alive. We're falling and then standing. Look at you in the eye, don't banish your smile.
Could be long gone, and I'm not strong, but I believe in the end remain strong. I'm moving the lines, learning the fright from my sing-alongs. I'm way too weak, I need to speak to sing along.
We're standing and falling. There's something in your eyes to keep the idea alive. We're falling and we're standing. Look at you in the eye. Your words and
Oops, had the wrong headphones on there. So, Dancers, what was that one called again?
It was called For Something in Your Eyes. It would be our next single.
Okay. So if we play it out with something that you've made earlier, like and it's on the internet, so we can play it, what should we look for on the YouTube, say? If we
seagulls.
Seagulls, you think? Okay, right. Yeah. If I look that one up, okay. So, we've... Okay. Oh, no, not that. So, we have the Dancers, actually a band, based in Brighton, originally from France. In studio, it's Saturday, the 12th of January. It's coming up to 6 o'clock, although you may be listening to a repeat, in which case it's coming up to 3 o'clock on Tuesday or 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. Or it could be sometime in the future. You're listening to the podcast in liveinbrighton.podomatic.com. And so, well, that's really wonderful. Let me just ask, okay, so we talked about being a French band, and... then, but we didn't talk to Clem about being a girl and playing the bass. Now, that seems kind of a bit more natural now than it was when I was young, because back in the 1970s, it was most unusual for girls to play in rock bands.
Really?
Or pop bands. Yes, there was hardly any. The only famous one, there was this girl called Susie Quattro, and she was little, and she had this enormous bass, or the bass seemed to be enormous compared to her. And she was like on top of the pops, and she used to wear black. And anyway, but she was really unusual. And then in the days of punk, that was like early 70s, and then later on in the days of punk, it became a bit more different. But still, you know, not very many. So did it seem natural for you to think, I'm going to play the bass and be in a band? Or
we're just all old friends, so I'm just like a human being like them.
Yes.
And I'm just like,
did
I'm
you
not
start
really different from them.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. See, that would have been a very odd way of thinking back in the 1970s for girls, you know, to think, oh, I'm just the same as everyone, so I'm going to play a bass. That wouldn't have been normal. But I'm not saying it is, it should be, I'm just saying that anyway.
Yeah, it should be normal to like just, when you want to play music, you just have to do it.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's just like, no, they don't threaten me, or they don't
make you do it.
No.
Okay.
Like, so normal.
Did you all have musical families though, or did you go to music school, or how did you start playing music? Was it?
I don't really have a musical family, but my parents, especially my father, wish he would have played music, so he sent me like to musical, like kind of school, and I learned how to write music when I was really young.
Uh-huh.
And I started playing an instrument that I chose myself when I was 8.
Wow.
I believe, and it was accordion.
You start playing the accordion. Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's really French, isn't it?
Well, it is, but
it's not like the accordion you see in Paris stuff. It's more the accordion for folk music.
Okay. Is that different?
It's not the same one. It's the one I play was called, in French, it's accordion diatonique. So I believe it's diatonique. Accordion.
Mm. Yeah. So we were talking about, do you know what's the name? Yvette Horner. Is she a really famous accordionist in France?
Yeah, but what I played was like as far away as you can play accordion from that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I like the accordion myself, because there's lots of accordion in South American music and Central American.
You mean tango?
No, I mean merengue.
Oh, yeah.
And also all kind of reggaeton and stuff like that. Anyway, which is really good. But and also there's some quite good punky bands in Brighton. Ratbag. She's really good with the accordion.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, actually, we are coming to near the end. Let's see if we can find your track. Is there anything we've forgotten to tell everybody? Tell the people what your website is again.
It's 3w.welovethedancers.com.
Yeah, and I found the track here, so we can play out with that. So the next gig is the Green Door Store on the when?
18th of February.
Right, yeah. And supporting the
Chapman family.
The Chapman family, okay. And will people have to pay to get into that, presumably?
I think so.
I think so.
is it sort of early evening? Presumably we'll have to tell everybody nearer the time.
We're supporting, so I think it's going to be like 8 or...
Anyway, well, we've got to go now. But anyway, yeah. Sorry, it's so nice talking to you. It's been a great privilege and pleasure to have the Dancers Band here live in the studio with Matt on the drums. Hello, Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Matt. Corentin on guitar and vocals and Clem on bass and vocals. Hello. So thank you very much, Dancers.
Thank you.
I've been Donald Shire. This has been live, actually. So thanks very much for listening, and we'll be back next week.